Listening Library presents The Princess in Black, Books 9 and 10, by Shannon Hale and Dean Hale. Read for you by Julia Whalen. The Princess in Black and the Mermaid Princess. Chapter 1. The Princess in Black was sailing on a boat named the Lively Turnip. The sun was sparkling on the waves. The breeze was salty and cool. She was having a princess hero playdate with her two best pals. It was sure to be an exciting day.
"So kind of Princess Sneezewort to lend us her royal boat," said the Princess in Black.
"Yes, she hoped we could use it to look out for monsters,"
said the Princess in Blankets.
"Monsters?"
The Goat Avengers stood up.
"Are there sea monsters?"
"Indeed."
The Princess in Blankets narrowed her eyes and whispered into the breeze,
"At least one."
"That's right," said the Princess in Black. "One time I battled a sea monster on the beach.
A huge sea monster, a colossal sea monster."
The Princess in Blankets shrugged.
"Princess Sneezewort told me about it."
A sea monster would certainly make the day exciting, but what the Princess in Black longed to see was a mermaid. People said mermaids didn't exist, but she hoped they did. She believed. The water gurgled near the boat. The sea sloshed against its side, and suddenly something sprang from the waves.
"Monster!"
cried the Princess in Blankets.
"Mermaid!"
yelled the Princess in Black.
"Goat!"
shouted the Goat Avenger.
"Wait, it's probably not a goat. Sorry."
The something swam away. The Princess in Black didn't see it clearly, but she hoped.
"Pursue the creature!"
the Princess in Blankets shouted. The princesses opened the sail, and the Goat Avenger steered the boat. They chased the something over waves, around rocks, past a very lazy octopus, and finally found it resting on a little island.
"That's definitely not a goat," said the Goat Avenger.
"And it isn't a monster,"
said the Princess in Blankets.
"Eee!"
the Princess in Black squealed with excitement.
"Because it was a mermaid. A mermaid princess."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?